Jah blessing fill the cup up, up.
Fill the cup.
So every day we showing love, cause love will never fail, no. Tell me later, brother, sister, why you feeling bad? Mistakes will happen, but the feelings never last. We in the present, can't be living in the past.
We can't be living in the past, no.
So learn your lesson and study the better part. Now if you're perfect, you can finish if you start. We bigger than the face, I see that in your heart.
Stay where you know, so let go, let go.
Feeling really up, 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 up. Judge a blessing, fill the cup, up, 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 up. So every day we showing love, up, cause love will never fail. That's how we feeling really up, 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 up. Judge a blessing, fill the cup, up, 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 up. So every day we showing love, up, and love will never fail, no. We feeling up, 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 up. Up, 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 up.
cigarette in hand. You're getting as bold as I am. I got 17 little babies with teddy bears lying on their heads, cigarette in hand, and I'm having fun watching them. Well, I got 17 little babies with teddy bears lying on their head, cigarette in hand.
Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
I'm not your fee. I'm your overall desire.
That was Leave the Light On. That was from Leave the Light On, Pillow Queen's latest album, track name Hearts and Minds. Before that, we heard an old song from Lebanon from the 70s by Roger Fokker called Everything You Want. And we opened with Sociopath Boogie by Scandinavian rock band Ice Age. And this is The Beths, Great No One, from the album Future Me Hates Me. As always, if you're curious about the songs you heard on tonight's program, you can visit wrct.org/schedule, click on the From the Basement slot at 8 p.m. Fridays, and then click the date of the show broadcasted, and you should find a list of the songs played. If you're unfamiliar with this show, From the Basement, you can hear on this show, you can hear what's what over a spread of electronic, alternative, rock and indie. So the first half of the show focuses on that alternative rock indie side, and the second half shifts over to electronic house, techno, Jersey Club, what have you. But in addition to From the Basement, we've got lots of other great shows here on WRCT Pittsburgh, such as the Deep Blues Hour. What's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues on WRCD Pittsburgh. And before the Deep Blues Hour on Monday nights, you can pull up and put it in park on Joe's Garage, Monday nights starting at 6 p.m., shift into gear as we dust off the vinyls, rewind the tapes, and polish the CDs, playing the best and some forgotten tracks from legendary artists and new releases from rising stars. From punk to funk, reggae to rock, get your motor running on Joe's Garage, Monday nights at 6 p.m. only on 88.3 WRCT. Thank you. we just wrapped up Lady Grinning Soul by David Bowie from the album Aladdin Sane. Spinning some vinyl here in the studio. Following that David Bowie song, we're hearing from one of Bowie's former bandmates, Mick Ronson, with Woman from the album Play Don't Worry.
And all the world lies at my feet. And every day remains the same. Show no pain anymore. Time's so short. Please, woman, wear your head down for me. Time's so short. Please, woman, wear your head down for me. Too old to hesitate. Lie behind and decide to wait. Girl, you've seen your mind and it's great. Sorry, girl, you're too damaged. You know. Time's so short. Please go on, wear your head down for me.
Goes, be you, my friend. You goes, be you.
Here in the station, it is May 19th, 2023. If it's not May 19th, 2023 where you are, you're either in a different time zone far away, or you're listening to a recorded rerun of this episode in June of 2023. That's right, I'm going out of town for a bit in June, and I'll be physically unable to get to the station, and so I may be running a rerun of this episode while I'm gone. I'll be back in July, regular time, 8 p.m. on Fridays. And this is Dark Star from Police's 2011 album, Give You the Ghost. I heard this band on WSUM in Madison, the radio station of the University of Wisconsin, Madison, where I was briefly a DJ on their online stream before COVID canceled that gig. Happy to be here now and happy to have heard this on WSUM.
Until she's
The previous occupant of the 8 p.m. Friday slot, Isidore, host of I Said Radio, was the one who showed me that brand, Snow Strippers. We just heard their song, Haunting Me, from their self-titled album. Subgenre that others have called Witch House. I don't know enough about that subgenre to say that's an accurate categorization or not. But moving on from Witch House, onto some regular house. This is Hear the Music by Paul Johnson. And if you haven't guessed by now, it's past 8:30 p.m., and we're shifting over to the electronic half of From the Basement. Got some Witch House, Deep House, Techno, Jersey Club, and finishing off with some Nightcore tonight. You can stay tuned in right here on 88.3 FM. WRCT is here to remind you that these days everyone's posting pictures online. But here's the deal. Once you post a picture online, you can't take it back. It's up there for everyone to see. Your family, your friends, and even not-so-friendly people. Or even your boss. And all it takes is a few clicks, and your image could be all over the internet. So think before you post. For more information, visit cybertipline.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council, as well as WRCT Pittsburgh. That was just Prune by artist Duckwa. And before that, you heard the Tin Liquor remix of Hide You by Cian Evans. And this is a song by Julian Mueller, When All the Lights Go On, featuring Kaiva. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh's best radio station. It's May 19th for me, but if it's not May 19th for you, then you might be hearing a recorded version of this show during June, while I, DJ Addy, the host of From the Basement, am out of town, visiting family, visiting friends, basically on tour. So in my absence, I'm running this rerun. If it's May 19th, lucky you, you're hearing it live. This is Like This by Park Hyejin from her album How Can I. Ride a bicycle? Do you ride a bicycle? I ride a bicycle. Do you want safer streets, respect for motorists, and bicycle infrastructure improvements? Bike Pittsburgh is a nonprofit organization working on improving the conditions on the streets and the amenities off the streets, making Pittsburgh a more bicycle-friendly city. Find out about Bike Pittsburgh's program on the web at bike-pgh.org, by phone at 412-325-4334, or stop by your local bike shop and pick up a brochure. Coming up next, we've got a preview of one of my favorite electronic subgenres, Jersey Club. We're going to hear a remix of Satisfaction featuring Bomber Girl by Kilbourne. See if you recognize the original sample from this exciting fast track.
I'm gonna touch you till I get my satisfaction. I'm gonna push you. I'm gonna touch you till I get my satisfaction. 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 Satisfaction.
Hey, Kilbourne, go ahead and drop that, bro.
Back, push it back, push it back. push it back, 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 till I get my satisfaction. Back, 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 push it back, 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 push it back, 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 back. It's poppin', you like it, I drop it, come get it.
All right, Pittsburgh, we've got time for one more song for you here on From the Basement. We're going to close out with a Nightcore song, Celebrate the Summer, celebrating the advent of the summer schedule of WRCT. You can check it out at wrct.org/schedule. Thanks for tuning in tonight. See you here next week at 8.
Addie, are you done?
I'm done.
All right, I put you on the mic just because this is a new transition for the summer months. So we're trying to figure this out, right? Right?
Indeed.
All right, so
handing it over to the Mox.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims? If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
What help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
What help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, welcome to Ebony Spectrum and In Black America for another Wednesday.
The University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio. This is In Black America.
NMSDC was created in 1972 as a direct result of President Nixon's executive order to address racial equity. It was came from the Black Civil Rights Movement. And it was a federal charter initially. So you had executive order created a minority business development agency under U.S. Department of Commerce to work with federal government on procurement, inclusion of minority-owned businesses. And so we were created in Chicago 51 years ago to facilitate the procurement opportunities for MBEs and Corporate America. So we became a partner with the Corporate America to build diverse, resilient supply chain. And so today we're kind of membership organizations. We supported about, we have about 780 national corporate members and hundreds of local corporate members, all together about 1,700 corporate members. And so they provide funding, they provide opportunities, they provide mentoring.
Yang McGuire, President and CEO of the National Minority Supplier Development Council, Incorporated. In 2021, McGuire was named to a president position with the council. The Austin-based entrepreneur is the first non-African-American and first Asian CEO. Founded in 1972, the National Minority Supplier Development Council Incorporated is the longest operating business growth engine for the broadest group of systematically excluded communities of color, and the impact goes far beyond supply chain. The D.C.-based council is the most influential and successful minority business development organization in the country, and they are the gold standard in certification for minority-owned businesses who seek to do business with government or mainstream Fortune corporation who are members. I'm Johnny L. Hansen, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, the National Minority Supplier Development Council Incorporated, with President and CEO Yang McGuire, In Black America.
My platform was, hey, let's go global to mirror your corporate customers' global sourcing strategy. Interesting thing is, that is so important. I actually took a very active role in NMSDC's Global Link initiative as a volunteer. And I helped NMSDC to incubate a supplier diversity organization in China. Now we have NMSDC Global Link had five affiliates. You know, we helped create those organizations in foreign countries that wish to emulate our practice to lift underprivileged communities through entrepreneurship, through supply diversity.
The mission of the National Minority Supplier Development Council is to serve as a growth engine for the NMSDC certified minority businesses, enable their members to advance economic equity. They create connections between minority business enterprises, MBEs, and corporations, MBEs in the public sector, and MBEs and other MBEs to help them benefit from each other, stroking entrepreneurship, and growing wealth from these systematically excluded communities. As president and CEO of the National Minority Supplier Development Council, Yang McGuire brings over two decades of leadership experience across both profit and nonprofit sectors. She held a leadership position with Dell Technology. There, she drove the strategy and execution of nearly quintupled Dell's diversity spending from $640 million to $3 billion within 3 years. In 2016, the United States Secretary of Commerce appointed her to the United States Investment Advisory Council. Recently, In Black America spoke with McGuire in studio.
How much time do we have? I have a long story. So I was born and raised in China during the Cultural Revolution. Mm. And many people said it's one of the darkest periods in China. We had